Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Coming up later in the show, what mid-Missourians are concerned about as the president prepares for his State of the Union address. But first, what seems to have become our weekly check-in on the conversation about Medicaid expansion in the state. In numerous public appearances, Governor Jay Nixon has continued to push his proposal to expand Medicaid in Missouri following the plan laid out in the Federal Affordable Care Act. Republican legislative leaders have voiced their hesitancy about the plan, worrying about the long-term costs of the expansion. A spokesman from Governor Nixon's office actually contacted KBIA to see if we wanted a few minutes to talk about the proposal with the governor. KBIA's Haroom Helmy, who runs the Health and Wealth Desk here, took him up on that offer. Here's a portion of that interview.
When you consider the opponent's arguments against the expansion, how much merit do you give them? For example, you know, a lot of them worry about what if the federal government doesn't hold its end of the bargain. Like, what do you say to that?
Well, what I say to that is that I'm certainly willing to put measures in this bill that if the federal government backs up on its responsibility, we'll roll back ours. I mean, I know how to balance budgets, but and we'll work to make sure we're protected there. But 3 years of 100% federal dollars has been something that once folks across the country have sat down and analyzed it, it's not about whether you're Democrat or Republican. It's about whether you want your state to move forward. And that's why we were noted that this week Governor Kasich of Ohio joined in the Medicaid expansion. Governor Snyder of Michigan joined in the Medicaid expansion. 2 weeks ago, Governor Brewer from Arizona. So clearly it's an issue that transcends politics when you have these significant Republican leaders calling on their legislators to move forward on it and others. Consequently, we're focused on making sure we educate folks and provide the information here, which I think leads to a clear choice. Spend these tax dollars in Missouri, improve our health care system here, and for working poor, give them the option of having health care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can't deny that it's a very, very expensive system, you know, and do you think the state can afford 10% of the cost by 2020? Is that workable? Is that possible?
Well, our Medicaid system right now is a 60-40 system in which the state of Missouri pays 40% and the federal government pays 60%. So moving to 100% for 3 years shows us a direct gain to our budget. The first half year, almost $50 million of additional resources will be available for education. And as you get into that first full year, it's over $125 million. A 90-10 match rate is a very high rate. I mean, when we look at the highways, they're 75-25, 50-50 in those situations. And plus, when you look at the economic input of this, output and expectations, we think it's a clearly the smart business decision to make. And I think that's why you're seeing business group after business group, education group after education group sign on, because they understand how important the decision is.
Yeah, but it's still $100 million by 2020. That's still a lot of money. I mean, the match it sounds amazing, but it's $100 million, you know?
Well, right, but when you switch when you're paying things at 60-40, you know, health care coverage for folks in the Medicaid system, and you switch those to 100%, that frees up the 40% the state would otherwise be paying. So you actually gain dollars to use in other areas. That match rate switch here, and it's kind of complicated, but it's very important to understand that even in the worst year, a 90-10 is much better than the 60-40 that we have here. And this, I mean, when you couple that with the economic generation that comes from $1.8 billion a year of cash that comes in essence, to our economy. The only question here is it's not a question of whether that money is going to be spent around the country. It's a question of whether it's going to be spent here in Missouri, because our folks are paying those tax dollars.
That was Haroom Helmy from KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk talking with Governor Jay Nixon about his proposal for Medicaid expansion. That was also the topic of Monday's Intersection show on KBIA. One strong opinion worth sharing came from State Representative Keith Frederick of Rolla, who was also talking about that long-term cost.
Well, it's not really free money, and I make the comparison that you're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem in terms of our debt and our ongoing deficit spending. It's like taking this money would be the equivalent of passing the whiskey bottle to the alcoholic. It helps the short-term craving, but it doesn't really do anything. In fact, it makes it worse down the road. The fact that we are putting this debt on our children and our grandchildren, in my view, is financial child abuse.
President Barack Obama will speak to the nation tonight in the annual State of the Union address. KBIA's Andrew Yost and Andrew Nichols went out on the streets of Columbia today to talk to people about their expectations for the address. In this audio postcard, you'll hear they found no shortage of opinions or concerns.
I expect everybody to hear exactly what they want to hear, that this is going to get better, that's going to get better. But when it comes time to actually do that, I don't see it happening.
Well, coming from a extremely left perspective, I'm pretty dissatisfied with Obama. There were a couple of things that were important to me when he was first elected that he didn't follow through on, namely ending the wars, namely shutting down Guantanamo Bay, namely leaving marijuana legislation up to the states. And the thing is that Obama's a capitalist. Like, there's no difference between, in my mind, between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party now, because they're all hyper-capitalists, and they only speak in the language of money. And unfortunately, the population of the United States gets left behind in that discussion, you know? So
I'm totally dissatisfied with the Obama administration, especially with Obamacare. We're going to really see the results of that in the next 4 years. Probably not until he's out of office is it truly going to come, the full effects going to come around. But I think we're already seeing with insurance rates going up, which he told us it would go down, deficit going up, which he told us it would go down. So really anything that he says in the State of the Union address, I think you're going to have to take it with a grain of salt and look at the past 4 years.
Just civil rights in general. I think that we are living in a day and age where people like to think that things are very even and equal in our world, and they're not. They're not. Prejudice and discrimination have gone underground.
Getting the economy going, which he isn't going to do anyway, so it's immaterial. I don't expect him to say anything that I want to hear, so I don't really want to watch it. No, whatever he wants is probably a good idea not to do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Can't be much more straightforward than that on that one.
To me, I know the gun control is the big one right now, but to me, it's going to be the new health care. I'm in nursing school right now. I know a lot of people are saying that the last 4 years not much got done, but I know health care is going to be the big thing, and so I'm hoping things will change.
That was an audio postcard put together by KBIA's Andrew Yost and Andrew Nichols. You heard from Les Masters, Tyler Kruger, Rob Thompson, Melissa Fryer, Alan Wilkening, and Michelle Richmond talking about what they hope and expect to hear in tonight's State of the Union address. That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.